Oh, yeah, that was Natalie Grant. And hey, it's a good day. Do you know why it's a good day? Well, for one, it is Cow Appreciation Day. Woohoo! I'm excited. In the studio with me right now, we have Kelly. It is time for Kelly and Coffee. Kelly is our business manager. And, you know, you would not be enjoying that coffee the same way if it weren't for cows, Kelly.
That's true, because I wouldn't have my cream in there.
That's exactly right. Did you know that it's Cow Appreciation Day?
I did not, but I'm glad to know.
Yeah. What would you like to share with our listeners what you love about cows?
It would probably be, obviously, the cream in my coffee because you know how I like my iced Americanos, but cheese.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love cheese. And we wouldn't have cheese without cows. And we wouldn't have Kelly and Coffee without cows because we would not be enjoying our mochas and our Americanos with milk.
That's cows.
Very true. So big thanks to all the cows. We do appreciate you. And we also appreciate all of our dairy farmers.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. We've been talking with a couple of our listeners who are also dairy farmers today. And I really admire our dairy farmers. Man, they get up early in the morning. They work long days and they can really never take a day off because they got to keep taking care of those cows.
That's very true. And they work long nights too. So they're up a lot.
Well, Tuesday mornings, we have Kelly and Coffee as she joins me in the studio and shares some of what God is doing through this ministry and the lives of our listeners in particular, because I think anything that we can say, our listeners are able to explain the impact the ministry is having in our area much better than we ever could. So what do you have for us today?
Well, I had gone through all of our listener comments and I had just wrote down some that really had to do with how Praise Network helps in those times of trial and those times of uncertainty. And so one of our listeners in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin said, when circumstances in life seem too big to handle and the sky seems cold and dark and gray, Praise Network helps the light of God shine through into my life.
Very poetic.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all go, although we may not be able to express it so eloquently, you know, we all go through those dark, difficult times when we can't see the sunshine. You know, things seem dark and gloomy, and we just wonder if we'll ever get through. But somehow in the midst of that, God is able to break through with maybe it's through the message in a song or one of the speakers on the station. So that's very encouraging and so thankful that we can be there for the listener from Fort Atkinson and so many others in those dark and difficult times.
Mm-hmm. One of our listeners from Cashin, she says, it really motivates me and my walk with Christ. I like that. I know it seems like it's just one sentence, but I was thinking about how so often, you know, you can have a hard day or, you know, just trying to get through your work day and a song will come on or we'll have one of our teachers talk about a specific topic that just really hits home with me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just what I need to draw me back to God's word, draw me back to walking in that prayer time with him and just trusting him, and just motivates me to have a better attitude towards my day in general.
You know, that's the cool thing too about Christian radio is that it's here all hours of the day or night.
Exactly.
So whenever you need that, and we all kind of, I don't know, for me, I guess it's my ADD or whatever. I'm always getting distracted by things, you know, but to bring that focus back to where it needs to be and to keep us motivated throughout the day. Yeah, we all go through those times. We're just tired or we're overwhelmed.
Exactly.
And just, you know, to encourage us to keep being that light in the darkness.
Mm-hmm. And Heather from Aliva shares that it is wonderful to listen to a radio station that speaks the truth. She also has three daughters, and she's glad that her girls can listen to the station as well, and she has no worries about what they're hearing. So that was encouraging to hear.
You know, it is fun to hear from parents whose kids listen along with them in the car, and sometimes they'll start, the little ones will start singing the songs, you know, singing along to the songs and different things. So it is good that you can turn it on and not have to worry about what they're going to hear, whether it's the bad news of the day or some inappropriate message that's coming through, that you know, they can tune in. And it is not only a safe place, but yet they can be encouraged as well.
Mm-hmm. Listener from Viroqua says, my comfort and knowledge of the Bible has increased from listening to some of the programs. The Praise Network helps me keep a positive attitude and gives me hope and strength when I need it.
Boy, don't we all need that. You know, you see everything going on in the world today, and it's a difficult time. Mm-hmm. And to stand on what is right and to stand up for what is right and good and pure, and to be that, like I mentioned earlier, the light in the darkness, and to share that love of Jesus. We all need to be strengthened in that every day, because it seems like we were definitely going against the flow. You know, it's like we're going upstream and everything is coming against us. But to be that light, because we have the strength and the power and the love of Jesus within us. Mm-hmm. And that's what gives us the strength to stand.
Yep. And just knowing that her, you know, I think of when she says, my comfort and knowledge of the Bible has increased without having God's word. Can you imagine how fearful you might be in the times that we see when we watch the news and we see everything that's going on? But the fact that we have Christ, and we know that these times will come, but he wins.
Exactly.
We know the end of the story, so to speak, just knowing that she probably has more comfort now because she knows her Bible. That's encouraging.
It is, because that is the foundation of everything, foundation of our faith. It's built firmly on God's word and the truth of God's word. And that is the only thing that is truly going to strengthen people. Mm-hmm. And again, that's why we have the teaching on the station, reinforced by the music on the station, that is just continually building that foundation of faith and truth in people's lives.
Mm-hmm. And the last one I had is from a listener in Hoka. She said, it's uplifting. I've been going through some dark moments lately, and it is helping me to stay connected to God with positive reminders.
And again, it's those positive reminders throughout the day. It's so easy to get distracted or to get busy and to lose sight of God and the things of God in our everyday lives.
It is. And, you know, one thing I know for me personally is looking at the busyness in my life and having to take things off my plate and not replace them, but keep helping me to keep my focus on God. And my husband has to help me to say no.
Mine's good at that too.
I like to say yes to everything. So to me, it's also the same thing. It's just the constant positive reminders of what God wants me to do, how God is leading me, and not putting anything extra on my plate.
There you
just
go.
Just keeping my plate full of what he has for me. And
nothing and more not, and nothing less.
Not trying to stuff it with more stuff. But we do all need those positive reminders. And I think it's when we're really busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's some things we can't say no to. We can't just call in sick because we feel overwhelmed or anything like that. But just looking at what our day holds and seeking God in every step of that day.
Yeah, and letting him order our steps.
Mm-hmm.
I think, again, being reminded and tuned into his voice, that he's then able to direct us. You know, if we get too busy and just kind of run ahead of him, we don't necessarily get that guidance that we need from him. So again, staying connected, staying tuned in, minute by minute, day by day, and just, again, doing what he wants us to do, and nothing more and nothing less. I think it's so important. Well, we'd love to hear from you. We can always get in touch with us through our website at praisenetwork.com. You can give us a call, 855-MY-PRAISE, or email us at info@praisenetwork.com. Always love to hear what God is doing in the lives of our listening family. Again, we see you as family, and it's excited to be able to share this journey of faith together.
Yes, definitely. Love to hear from them. I always get excited in the morning when I come in and there's more comments for me to hear and just to be encouraged, but also be able to be an encourager to them.
Yeah, we're very blessed. And just to know that God is indeed working through the ministry, it does encourage us and gives us that fuel to keep going day after day. So we appreciate all of you who write in, get in touch, and support this ministry in so many different ways. Coming up July 21st through the 23rd, it is Sunshine Festival in Somerset, Wisconsin. You can find the details about that on our calendar. And then looking ahead, we have Francesca Battistelli and the Newsboys at the Wisconsin State Fair. And then if you want to mark your calendars, coming up October the 1st, it is the Women's Conference with Debbie Griffith, and Sherry Kagey will be with us in Sparta. And we'll be talking more about that in the weeks to come. And then in November, November 5th, it's going to be for King and Country. So lots of fun stuff coming up. And again, you can find all of that on our calendar at praisenetwork.com. Kelly, have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.